Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Are listening to Out of Step, and that was Dillinger 4 with Contemplate This on the Tree of Woe. My name's Adam.
My name is Nate.
We are your hosts, bringing you the best in punk, hardcore, garage, and much, much more. We've got a great show for you lined up today. We've got a special guest. We've got Tyler. Why don't you say hey?
Hey, what's up?
And what bands would people know you from? You play in many.
Mauled to Death, got a new 7-inch out on It's Alive, and Triple Crossed, Minneapolis Hardcore. Those are my active bands right now.
And you've played in some before that, though, too, right?
Or... Yep, Stand Apart and Bottled Violins with Jimmy from In Defense.
Very cool, very cool. Well, you came down, you got an hour's worth of music for our fine listeners. And what are we going to start it off with?
We're going to get things going with one of my personal favorites, and that's Radon. They're out of Gainesville, Florida. Been at it since about 1991. Criminally underrated, in my opinion, or at least unknown. Just about everyone who hears them loves them. And this track is called Right Back or Get Smacked from their album Metric Buttloads of Rock.
Excellent. It's coming up right now on Out of Step.
Punk, hardcore, garage, and more.
Thank you. Right back, go get smacked with my drop the antenna. Sounds like Generation X.
I was thinking about blowing up all the automobile. It seemed like such a good idea. She said, hey man, wouldn't that be hypocritical? No way man, cause mine's supposed to go. Do it now. Stick a rag in. Light the fucker up. I was thinking about melting down all the cars in the whole world, making brand new mountain bikes for all the boys and girls. You said, hey man, wouldn't that be helter skelter? No way, man. All we need is a giant smelter. Send it to people's cars. Put the CA. Time for 704. Ride a fucking bike. Ride a fucking bike. Ride a fucking bike. My car fired today. I didn't mean to hurt nobody. Like 100 million other people just like me. I can tell there wasn't any other way. I finally realized that now it's going up in flames. 6-7 billion other people just like me. Having fun. Since I was 6, we're only bike terrorists. 5:30, second Friday.
You are listening to Out of Step, and we just heard 15 with the song Helter Smelter. What did we hear before that?
I believe that was Scared of Shaka with All My Friends Are Ghosts. Before that was The Lillingtons with All I Hear Is Static, and kicking it off was one of my personal favorites, Radon, with Right Back or Get Smacked.
And we are joined in studio by Tyler from Mauled to Death and Triple Crossed, who may or may not be playing live soon on the show. We're trying to work out the details, come up with figuring out whose palms we need to grease to make it happen. You are, of course, listening to Out of Step. You know that because you've downloaded us. It's not like you've tuned into the radio, I suppose, but old habits die hard. And if you want, head over to iTunes and give us a review. If you like the show, it helps us get better rankings and helps people listen to us and find us so that they can hear all the music we think they should. So head over to iTunes where we are located. Just search for Out of Step and give us a review. It would be awesome. If it's a bad review, don't bother. But only if it's good. So with that out of the way, that housekeeping stuff, why don't we get into the next set? Tyler, what do we got?
This is another one I picked out. It's by one of my favorites, Jay Church. Song is called Quick Step, and it's from the album One Mississippi on Honest Don's Records. It is my favorite pop punk album of all time. Lance Hahn, lead singer, passed away a couple years ago, but was able to write songs with a level of humanity that I don't think any other artists have really come close, which made it all the harder to hear of his passing. But anyways, this song Quick Step by Jay Church.
It's coming up right now on Out of Step,
Punk Hardcore Garage and More.
Time.
Yeah.
It's Out of Step. That was Banner Pilot with Empty Lot, picked out by our guest Tyler from Mauled to Death. How's it going, man?
Good. Got to give a quick shout out to Corey from Banner Pilot. He did the artwork for both of Mauled to Death's releases. So thanks, Corey.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And he also plays in the Mannix.
Correct.
And I know we're working on actually getting them in sometime in the near future as well. What else did we hear before Banner Pilot?
I believe we heard a little Crimp Shrine with Rearranged and some Dead to Me. Their song Ran That Scam from their EP Little Brother. And kicked things off with J Church and Quick Step.
Very, very cool. We're going to hear something coming up next from the band that you are in, Mauled to Death, who you have a brand new 7-inch out. We actually played a track off that last week. So we're going to play something off the first LP. It's an LP that's pretty much EP length, though, so I guess I'm not correct. Totally off, right?
It's 10 songs, but yeah, it does clock in at around 11 or 12 minutes.
That's okay. Some of the best records, Out of Step favorites, clock in right around that time. Dean Durg comes to mind, mm-hmm. where I think they have not a single record over 20 minutes, except for their comp, which is 35 minutes. Real quick, before we get into it, why don't you give folks maybe a little history of Mauled to Death? How long have you guys been playing, and you know, the story of the labels? I know we talked a little bit about this when you were on the radio show, but right. maybe people missed it or forgot.
We got started, I want to say, summer 2009. Recorded a bunch of songs right off the bat. Basically songs that I've been kind of tooling around with for a while. And came together pretty well. And got hooked up with Gaikido Comet Records, GC Records, in Las Vegas, which I've been a big fan of for a while. So it was pretty much a dream come true. They've got good stuff from bands like Toys That Kill and Enemy U, some of my favorite pop punk bands growing up. What just came out was our 7-inch on It's Alive Records, another label that I absolutely love. And that's a 6-song 7-inch. With basically leftover songs that I didn't feel like were necessarily not up to par, but at least didn't feel like fit with the LP. So that's out on It's Alive Records, and we've got a couple dates around the Midwest coming up that I can talk about later. We're gonna play a track called Blood for Gas Money from Can't Make a Living, and song was inspired by my time spent unemployed at, what is it called, ZLB Plasma or whatever it is. So trying to pay the bills with my blood.
And did GC put out the LP version too?
Actually, GC put out the CD, and then Bitter Melody, which is a record label out of North Carolina, handled the LP, which came out earlier this year.
Very cool. And real quick, before we get into this, I have to apologize to It's Alive Records, because I'm pretty sure last week I referred to them as 1234 Go Records. I know I did in our playlist, and I went back and fixed that, and I'm super sorry. I got my two really awesome pop punk labels confused. That'll teach me to not read the label on the actual record. But apologies, It's Alive. You're an awesome label. Please don't be mad at me. I'm trying to rectify it, and I'm playing your bands and telling people how awesome they are. So hopefully that works. It was It's Alive, not 1234 Go, who is awesome in their own right. So there you go. We're going to get into that track from Mauled to Death right after this on Out of Step.
Punk, Hardcore, Garage, and more.
Razor Cake is America's only official nonprofit magazine dedicated to supporting independent music culture. For the past decade, Razor Cake has researched punk history and championed active, unprofitable, current punk bands. Razor Cake is available in print and online. All donations to Razor Cake are tax deductible. Razorcake.org. We do our part.
I've got a needle in my vein, but not the kind that needs exchanging, though it filled me with dread. Lying in that plastic bed, it's again. Nothing works on cool me. I gotta pay for electricity. I gotta sell my bill, debt bill, but it turns my 401 kill. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. It's not the ceiling causing pain, but all the thoughts inside my brain that there's not more life than this. Life
lying down and clutching precious like a horse that's yet to come. I gotta go be with everyone in this dark and dark world. I'm out of step with the herd. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. My focus on tomorrow. Am I not making through today? If I plow that needle, there's no chance that I'll get paid. Out here, it's just a little bit stranger.
We'll be right back.
Out of Step, the podcast, and that was the Heat Tape with, what was the track?
That track is called Quotes from an Unopened Letter, and actually all the lyrics are derived from an unopened letter that the lead singer Brett from the Copyrights found in his trailer when he moved in.
Ah. But if the letter's unopened, then how do you know what's on the letter?
Well, he opened it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Of course, okay. Picked out by our guest Tyler from Mauled to Death and Triple Crossed. And what else did we hear in that set?
We heard a little JFA with Zimbabwe. And before that, Toys That Kill with Little Bit Stranger.
And we started off with a Mauled to Death track with Blood for Gas Money and a song about... I love when they say donating plasma.
I was selling it. Yeah. I wasn't giving that stuff away.
I don't think it can be called donating when you're getting paid for it. Like,
exactly.
I don't know.
It's also called whoring yourself out.
Yeah. I think most people, when they're getting stuff stuck in them, they're not donating for money. That's not donating.
Right.
All right. We're going to keep it rolling here, getting our minds out of the gutter. And we're going to start off with some Jawbreaker. Which track is that?
This is The Boat Dreams from the Hill, which is probably my favorite Jawbreaker song. And if you happen to get your hands on a copy of the new Mauled to Death 7-inch, the first track, Standard and Poor, rips the chorus straight out. Well, I'll call it an homage instead of ripping it off. But that shows how much I like this song.
It's very bold of you to admit that here on Out of Step. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Yep. It's pretty obvious.
This is the show where people expose their souls, and we pull it out and we find out where everything came from. So let's get into it now. It's coming up on Out of Step.
Punk, Hardcore, Garage, and more.
Out of Step is supported by a Harder Commune studio offering friendly and affordable recording services to the Twin Cities DIY music scene. Call Matt Caster at 651-343-8469 or email ahardercommune@gmail.com for more information.
Never gonna say I ain't got to a fix that I'm a
You're listening to Out of Step. That was Paint It Black, picked out by our guest Tyler from Mauled to Death and Triple Crossed. What did we hear before that?
I believe we heard some Hollow Points, a band out of Seattle, with Shea Politica from their album Old Haunts on the Horizon on Sailor's Grave. We also heard from Bracket with the song I can't pronounce, but looks like 2 Raku 5.
If you know how to pronounce this, Out of Step fans, post it in the comments on the Facebook page. See how I segued into that, guys.
Perfect.
Facebook.com/Out of Step Radio. And let us know and tell us how it's pronounced, because we have no clue. We've sat here for the last 5 minutes talking about it, fighting about it. It's been unfortunate. We got time for one more set here. We've got just about 10 minutes left. I want to say thanks to Tyler for coming in. And before we go into the last set, why don't we talk a little bit more about your bands, where people can find out information about them, and where they can look for you guys playing around town?
Mauled to Death, you can find us on, of course, the old standbys like MySpace and Facebook, both just /Mauled to Death, no punctuation. And same thing with Triple Cross, actually. MySpace.com/TripleCross, Facebook.com/TripleCross. We have music out there. Triple Cross, not so much, but you know, if you Google either one of those bands, you can find music. You can find dates. We have a little run right through the Midwest coming up here in a couple weeks. We're gonna hit up Chicago and Milwaukee, and so. Either one of those places, Facebook.com/Mauled to Death or Triple Cross, you'll be able to find out more information about all our shows and upcoming festivities.
Well, very, very cool. Thanks again for coming down and picking out some great tracks.
Thanks for having me.
What are we going to start off this set with?
I'm going to play a little Off With Their Heads right now from All Things Move Toward Their End, which is a compilation on No Idea. And this is one of my favorite songs, Call the Cops.
It's coming up on Out of Step.
Punk Hardcore Garage and more. Give up.
I'm gonna find myself some brand new lungs. Cause these ones are black and tan. I'll use them well and mind my health. Ain't nothing but good up your thoughts. I've been bad, I know, and I'm sorry. You can smell the smoke reek in my skin. Well, I had my way with the amenities that are afraid that lifts guns on my can. You always said, and I've something to come back to, that I will always have a home. Will you always be mine? That's who you belong to. You will never be alone. The boundaries of the poison sound. The bitterness is so profound. It's amazing how down and dirty others go. It's amazing how much you care at all. Take myself out and call it a day. But once I get some brand new lungs, be fit to go and spend them again. And the drunks are cheat and lie, as the sober ones all cry. They feel obliged to apologize, beg for forgiveness, make them feel alright.
Tony from Portland. You looking to buy or sell a house? Do what I do. Call my buddy Steve, the hardcore punk realtor. He's got a website, hcpunkrealtor.com. He sold a shit ton of houses, for real. Go Blazers!